USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
ICE is ramping up deportations as the Biden administration policy awaits a Supreme Court decision. The San Diego Union-Tribune is reporting that ICE is no longer prioritizing the deportation of illegal immigrants with a criminal history and is now arresting illegal immigrants at their scheduled check-ins. White House Coronavirus Response Coordinator Dr. Ashish Jha at the White House podium gives an update on the status of President Biden's COVID diagnosis and treatment.
It's great to see the president doing better. He's doing better because he is vaccinated, he is boosted, he's getting treatment. He is getting world-class treatment, exactly what you would expect for the president of the United States.
He says the president is sleeping and eating. The White House says Biden continues to work in isolation and that his symptoms are improving. USA Radio News.
Mike Cappell here, serial entrepreneur with words from another happy payroll customer.
Patriot Software has saved our business by allowing me to focus on other aspects of the business rather than spending so much time on multiple platforms to do the things entailed on running a business. I found Patriot by complete accident, and I don't regret it. It is continuing to save our company, and I'm extremely excited to see what else it entails.
Easy to learn, easy to use, small business software tailored just for you. Oh, oh, oh,
oh, oh. Visit us at PatriotSoftware.com. Use promo code RADIO and get 2 months of payroll free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Two men suspected of trafficking fentanyl in the United States skipped their court appearance on Thursday.
Two accused drug traffickers from Washington State busted with 150,000 fentanyl pills during a California traffic stop last month failed to show up in court Thursday after being released on California's new soft-on-crime cashless bail. After the no-show, the judge withdrew the prior $2 million bond and directed each to be held without bond if they turn up on the system. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Investigators have again come up empty in the search for the remains of Teamster Union boss Jimmy Hoffa, who disappeared 47 years ago. The FBI announced on Thursday that a 9-month investigation debunked the deathbed confession by a man who claimed he buried Hoffa's body in a barrel under a bridge in Jersey City, New Jersey. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wade Alaroot. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download at iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
New York Republican gubernatorial candidate Lee Zeldin was attacked while giving a speech outside Rochester, New York on Thursday. The congressman describes what the attacker said to him.
He was telling me you're done. When he lifted up his hand and he was lunging for my throat area, the first thought was to grab onto his wrist and just to hold it because there were so many people around that I would expect there to be help quickly. And that's what happened. And Allison was right in the middle of that fray. A bunch of other people came. They tackled this attacker right away.
The attacker was released without bail. New York Governor Kathy Hochul had that day tweeted that her supporters should attend Zeldin rallies. She did condemn the attack, though. The sentencing of two former Minneapolis police officers who were convicted of violating George Floyd's civil rights will be debated in federal court Friday. Lawyers for the two men are seeking a change into how the sentences are calculated. The two defendants are also awaiting trial for state charges linked to Floyd's death in May of 2020. More than a half a billion dollars is up for grabs in tonight's Mega Millions drawing. The jackpot stands at $660 million. The drawing set for just before 11 p.m. Eastern Time. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.